l'ksuba, if the get is written before the ksuba. So the pshat is then this ksuba was written after the get. It's like he'd been mechayiv himself a second time. Then goy v'shtei ksubas. Then she has the right truth to collect two times the ksuba. Because he didn't just remarry Amanas the first ksuba, because he went ahead and wrote up a second ksuba after the get. But what about ksuba kadamas the get? Let's say this ksuba that she has is the first ksuba that was written before she received the first get. Then we say, no, ain't a goy ve'elu ksuba achas. She only has the right to collect one ksuba. And the klal is why? Shehamagaris es ishtoy v'hechzira. In the case we give your wife a get and then you remarry her back, Almanas ksuba harishayin hechzira. You remarry her, Almanas to pay only the first ksuba. To get like she's meichel the first ksuba. She didn't collect it yet and she's meichel it. You're remarrying her now. You only mechayiv yourself that if you give her a get or if the husband dies, he'll have to give her only one ksuba. Here also, if the ksuba was written before the first get, then she only gets one ksuba. And the Mishnah says, Vaita, Koton Shesi Yoviv, a Koton young boy that his father married him off. In other words, Midiraisa, the Kedushin is not Chal at all. And even Midirabonim, this Kedushin is not Chal. But he got married and he wrote his wife a ksuba. Is Ksubosa Kayems. We say later when he grows older and becomes a Godel, and he still stays married with his wife, so it's like he's making Kedushin then really, he still marries Almanas the first ksuba. Shalmanas ken kaima, he's keeping her with the tenoyim of the first ksuba. Therefore, we still look at the first ksuba. What about ger shen is gairo ishta imoy? Let's say you have two people, a goy and a shiksa, they were first married together, and then both of them now became a Jew, a mizgair, and they're staying there remarried now. Halacher is ksubosa kayemis. In the case where they wrote a ksuba at the beginning, that chiyuv is still here now. Shalmanas ken kaima. They still stayed married al das the first ksuba. Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna says, Leshanu Ela Mono Masayim, that they only have a right to keep the mono, the actual mono, the Masayim, the Ikara ksuba. Abu Tosfos Ein Lo. Let's say the first ksuba, the Kotan wrote his wife, had an extra amount. That extra amount does not apply. Later when it becomes a godel, if he does not write it over again, the extra amount does not apply. Only the Ikara ksuba applies. And who are din by a ger? But this is Rav Huna Shita. Rav Yehuda says, "Afilu tesefes yeshla." No, even the extra that he added when he was a katan, later when it becomes a godel, even if he doesn't write the ksuba over again, still he means to mechayiv himself the first amount of money. And we'll soon see we're going to slug up Rav Yehuda. Meisra, we have a kasha. It says in the Tosefta that chichu, in the case where he was a katan first, or also was a ger, a goy, and then he became a ger. Chichu, if they added on to the new ksuba, now they made something new, no tell us mashi chichu. Then she takes what he added on. So the chur tzaddik chichu in, loy chichu loy, that they only have a ksuba if they added, made a new one. But mashi, if they weren't machadish anything new, the old ksuba doesn't apply anymore. So it's chur tzakasha kwan to both of them, tzakasha on our whole Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, yes, the first ksuba is still here. So Mor says, Eima said like this, Af mashi chichu. Even what he added, he also gets. But the original amount, that he always gets. For the more Boloi Tonioch, it doesn't say like this. It says, Chichu na telus mashi chichu. If they added something new later, then they get what they added. But Loi Chichu, if they did not add, mashma they don't get. So Gemara says, it means like this. And Loi Chichu, if they did not add anything later, then it says clearly the pshat is the psula goyva masayim, or the amona mona, mashm all they receive is only the ikara ksuba, not the tesis ksuba. So chura to yufta to Rav Yehuda, it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda, chura to raya to Rav Huna. But that our Mishnah says the first ksuba is still here, all it means is the ikara ksuba, the 100 or the 200. But the extra, if the mechadi shouldn't write it over again later, good. If they don't do it over again later, then they do not get. So it's not like Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda masnitsa natisei. Rabbi Yehuda made his mistake from our Mishnah, the way he learned Shana Mishnah. He thought that our Mishnah means to say, ksubosa kayemis. That our Mishnah says that the first ksuba is still here. Mashm he learned akula milsakoi. It goes on the whole ksuba. Even the Tosis ksuba is also still here. And the Gemara says, belohi, but really it's not right pshat. Aika ksuba koi. All that our Mishnah means to say is that the first ksuba is still here, just means the ikara ksuba, the 100 or the 200. But the tesis ksuba, that depends. If he adds on again later, good. If he does not add on again later, then the first tesis does not apply later on. Now the Mishnah says, Mi shehoya nosui shtei noshim. Somebody who was married, two wives, he had two wives. Umes, and then the husband died. So locher is, both wives want to come now and collect their ksuba from the yorshim. So locher is, harishoyno kodemes lishniya. The first wife, since her ksuba was written up first, she has a chayv like first, she has a right to come and collect first the ksuba. But we're talking about, let's say there's not enough money left over for both ksubas. So the first wife, she has a right to collect first. For yorshe yorishoyna, kodem liyorshe shniya. The same thing, let's say now the wives die, and her kids come to yarsh and her ksuba. The same thing, the kids of the first wife has a right to collect the ksuba before the second one collects for the second mother. What about noses rishona? Let's say a man married one wife, umes, and she died. So locher is, now that she dies, right now they do not collect any ksuba. A ksuba is only either when the husband gives his wife a get, or else when he dies. But if she dies, there's no ikra ksuba. But there is a locher we had before, ksubas bonen dichrin. That means when her husband dies, then the kids go to Yarshin, so her kids, the first mother's kids, first wife's kids, they Yarshin her ksuba more than the other brothers Yarshin the other. That's called ksubas bonadichrin. So let's see. So it says in the Mishnah that noses rishoni, marry this first wife. Umeis, and she died. So right now there's no ksuba. Noses shniya, then he married his second wife. Umeisu, and now the husband died. So locher is shniya v'yorsheha koydimin l'yorsheha rishoina. The second wife, now that the husband died, the second wife, she has a right to collect the ksuba, and she's like a bal chayv, and even if she dies now, her yorsheha, her kids come and collect her ksuba. So they have a right to collect her ksuba first, because they're like a bal chayv. But the Mishnah's mashma, after they collect the ksuba, now the yorsheha rishoina, the kids of the first wife, they come and say, before they divide up the husband, the father's property equally between the other sons, they have a right to say, ksuba's bona dichrin, that we are the sons of the first wife, and we have a right to ket her ksuba. So that's called ksuba's bona dichrin. So the Mishnah says the Chiddush, that first the second wife collects her ksuba, or her yorshim, and then the yorshim, the first wife, come and collect the ksuba's bona dichrin. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this, mi diktor mi horishoina, in the first case of the Mishnah, where a man had two wives, and then he died. So it says the first wife has a right to collect her ksuba first. So it says the Lashon of Kodemis, she's only Kodem, she comes first. For like Ketona, the Mishnah does not say, Horishayna Yeshla, V'yashni Yeinla. The Mishnah didn't say a strong Lashon to say, only the first wife has a right to collect, and not the second one. In other words, again, we're talking about where there's not enough money for both ksubas. There's only enough for one. The Mishnah does not say a strong lashon that the second one cannot take it. So mechlal, and this should be a proof, the kodem or shniya v'tofsa, even though lechatchila the first one has a right to take, but let's say the second wife comes fast and grabs the money, the lacha would be loynafkini minor, that tfisa would help, and we would not take it away from her. Shemarmina, and this would be a proof that in the case of a bal choyv mucher, again, where two people come to Ruvain and say, you owe us money. And each one has a shtar, so usually the one that has a shtar early has a right to collect. Let's say the second one though comes and grabs the money first, the gova, the locha would be masha gova gova, even though he wasn't supposed to do it, but now that he did it, he's allowed to keep it. Chorat should be a proof in our Mishnah, because the Mishnah only says lashon of koidemis, she has a right to go first, but mashka, if the second one grabs it, they have a right to keep it. So Gemara says maybe no. L'yoylo meimaloch, really I'll tell you, masha gova la gova. It could be if the second one comes and grabs it first, nothing doing. She has to give it back. Says, so, oh my kodemis, what does the Mishnah mean to say the first one is only kodem, becomes first? So Gemara says, what it means to say is legamri katani. It means completely, 100%. And kiratzanam, like we also learned a locha like this, Gemara Babasu, that says, that ben kodem labas, the case where the father dies, and he left over his son and a girl, so locha is the son yashin, that said lashin ben kodem labas, the son comes first, even though there we know that if the girl grabs the Yerusha, it's nothing doing. The Bas has no din Yerusha, but Makam Ben. So you see, even though it says Lashon of Kodem, it doesn't mean that if the second one grabs it, it's okay. It means the first one is Legamri, completely first. And even the second one grabs it, nothing doing. So maybe that could be Pshat in our Mishnah. So therefore there's no proof.
And Ika the Amri, some want to cite the Lashon is like this. The first the Gemara's Madayik, me the loiketoni. Since the Mishnah does not say im kod moshni yevatovsa ein moitzin, since the Mishnah does not say clearly if the second one grabs it, we do not take it out of a hand. Mechlal it's approved the kod moshniya. If the second one does grab it, vitovsa, if she comes first and grabs it, mafkinim, no, we would take it away from her. Since the Mishnah does not say this chiddush that we don't, so the churish ma'amin if it should be a proof. That Bal Choyv Mucha, when you have a later Bal Choyv with a later star, Shekota Vagova, if he goes fast and grabs the money before the first one gets it, Mashagova Lagova, what he grabbed does not help, he has to give it back. That's the right for our Mishnah. Since the Mishnah did not say that the second one grabs it, it helps. Sumer says, maybe no, there's no proof in our Mishnah. L'yeilam, really, I'll tell you, Emloch, I'll tell you, Mashagova Gova. It could be if the second wife comes fast and grabs the money first for Ksuba, she has a right to keep it. So why did the Mishnah say this? Because I did the Tani, since the Mishnah says at the end that Shniya v'yorsheha koydmim liyorsha rishayna, since it says in the end of the Mishnah where there's a case of Ksubas bona dichrin that the second wife, since by her the husband died first, so she is like a Bal Choyv, she has a right to collect the Ksuba, and there like Rashi speaks out, for sure the first one can't grab it because the second one is a Bal Choyv. And the first one, Ksubas Bonadichon, like we'll soon see, like we learned before, is the Yerusha de Kalocha. So therefore, here for sure, the second one has a right to get it and not the first one. So since it used the Lashon like